Arrived in New York, Harlem, USA. All the people gathered round him just to hear what he say. He told them we don't have to live with a hat in our hand. We are a very proud race. We need to take a stand. Although you're born in Jamaica or America, we're all one and the same. Our home is Africa. Yes, we're an African people. We're a noble race. God made us kings and queens. We need to take our place. Although short in stature, Marcus drew a great crowd because his vision of freedom made the people feel proud. He was a builder, a thinker, and a prophet too. There was nothing too hard for Marcus Garvey to do. He asked a very simple question one hot summer day. Never forget, do you hear what I say? He asked, where is the black man's government, the black ambassador, the black president? I don't see a great man, a big affair, so I will help to build them here and everywhere. So with the help of this movement called the UNIA, he began to work for a brighter day. He built a black shipping company, the Black Star Line, a black nurses corps that was mighty fine. He built a black man's army and a navy too. He helped his people see there's nothing we can't do. So remember the name Marcus Garvey, my friends. He was a great black man to the very end. If this is your first time hearing Marcus's name, you need to pick up a book and read about his fame. Don't just believe what I say, check him out for true. And when you see that I'm right, come back and give me my due. His name was Marcus Garvey, one of the greatest organizers of the black man today. Love first above everything in life. He was down for the masses, trying to end all the strife. He said, up ye mighty race, accomplish what you will. There's nothing we can't do, there's nothing we can't build. We have a beautiful history.